AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
You know, we need those strategies, don't we?
Oh boy, do we.
If we're living, we need strategies for living. You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? Well, here we are. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Are you ready to weed?
I don't know.
Yeah, we got to do some. No. You're not going to need any gloves today.
Okay.
Our life strategist is going to help us.
Okay.
We are going to weed out myths today.
Ah.
Yeah, because You know, here's the deal. Seems that Americans, it doesn't matter the age, more and more people are embracing cannabis, and some of them use it, of course, socially, and that's been going on for years and years and years, but also now some use it medicinally.
Right.
The recent polls, Lauren, show that an overwhelming share of adults, somewhere between 60 and 88%, believe marijuana should be legal for medical or recreational use. Okay, so we're going to bring Dr. Raymond Wiggins in today. And what Dr. Wiggins wants is he wants everybody to understand that today's pot isn't maybe as harmless as some people believe.
Right.
Kind of like it's not your grandfather's weed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask him about that. Woodstock in 1969, the average THC potency was 1 to 2%. Today, the average is, you want to make a guess?
I'm going to guess in the 20s.
Yeah, 22%. So we got a lot to talk to Dr. Raymond Wiggins about, and he's got a book and a workbook called Weeding Out the Myths About Marijuana. We're gonna look at that today right here on Strategies for Living.
I think that's important. If as our poet laureate says, it's all going to pot, we ought to know about it.
Our
right?
Poet laureate Willie,
that's right.
That the one you're
that's
talking
the
about
one.
Yeah. Hey folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. Back in a moment to meet our life strategist, Dr. Raymond Wiggins. Today, we're going to weed out the myths about marijuana. Today on Strategies, stay right where you are.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program Dr. Raymond Wiggins, who uses his medical and scientific expertise to wade through the mountains of evidence and weed out the myths, if you will, and present the truth about marijuana in an informative, understandable, and engaging manner. He has performed general anesthetics on over 27,000 patients, and he has an MD from McGovern Medical School, actually has two doctorates. And Dr. Wiggins has been at the front lines of patient care for three decades, serves in leadership roles in the healthcare community. And it's a delight to welcome Dr. Raymond Wiggins to Strategies for Living. Dr. Wiggins, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Lauren. Great to be here. Honored.
So, you know, let's talk right from the beginning of what I mentioned. One of the things that when your name came across, my awareness, one of the things that got my attention was you saying this isn't today's weed is not your grandfather's weed. And the average potency at Woodstock, 1-2% THC, 22% today. That's phenomenal. And let's begin right there. Why does that statistic matter, Dr. Wiggins?
It matters because anything above 10% THC, and the THC percent is what we call a potency. Mm. Anything with a potency, 10% or more, is considered high-potency marijuana. When we get into high-potency marijuana, we're going from a psychological addiction to a true physical addiction. Hmm. And all of the things that you think about with addiction, the withdrawal syndromes, the tremors, the nausea, the vomiting, the headaches, the abdominal pain, all of those things that you can get with opioid withdrawal or other drugs like cocaine and things like that, you can get with marijuana once it gets above 10%. Well, we're more than double that on average now, and wow. There are some shops that purport to have marijuana with THC percents up to 40%. Mm. And you can even get concentrates up to 99%.
Wow.
Oh,
and
Lord.
So that's not only going to cause more addiction, but it's going to cause all of the other problems that we think of, the problems with our brain, the problems with the heart, the lungs, and also the mental health effects as well. 30% of Americans today that use marijuana are addicted. That's overall. That's
right.
Called cannabis use and disorder, and that's according to the CDC.
Wow.
And if you're looking at young people, we're talking about 46% of young people who use marijuana regularly are addicted.
Mm. Hmm.
And so it's a huge issue. And we're talking true physical addiction again. We're not just talking a psychological addiction. And even psychological addiction can cause devastating effects. But
right.
We're talking about true physical addiction right. At this point.
Wow.
You mentioned young people. What is the impact difference on a developing person?
A developing brain.
A developing brain,
yeah.
Versus someone, you know, that's already been through the developmental stages.
Well, the effects of marijuana are going to be longer lasting and much more likely to be permanent.
Mm.
And again, all of the things that we talk about as far as the physical effects and the mental health effects, they're much more likely to be long term. If someone starts smoking marijuana before the age of 18,
yeah,
they're much more likely to have depression in their 30s. They're much more likely to attempt suicide. They're much more likely to have committed suicide. Their IQ compared to their friends drops somewhere, depending on the study that you look at, it goes down somewhere between 5.5 to 8.5 points. And that may not seem like a lot, but if we're talking 8 points, we're talking these people are going to be below 70% of their peers far as IQ.
Yeah,
they're going to develop. They're going to have problems with memory, and so they're going to have more problems in school. So there are just many effects. All of the effects that we'll talk about today are much more pronounced if you start before the age of 18, and our brains are really developing, depending on again on the studies that you look at. 25 to 27 is what a lot of studies say, but there's some studies from England that show us that our brains aren't really truly developed until we're in our 40s.
Right.
And so these effects are much more pronounced on the brain that's not mature.
Wow.
You, as an anesthesiologist, are, I know, extremely concerned about this. And one of the things that you want people to know is that tell your doctor. If you're, and especially if you're going to do any kind of surgery, tell your anesthesiologist if you are prescribed or if you use marijuana. Why, from a anesthesiologist point of view, Dr. Wiggins, is that so very important that your doctor know?
Well, the most important reason is whenever I'm doing anesthesia, I do a lot of what's called total IV anesthetics, and those anesthetics, we use propofol as the main general anesthetic.
Right.
And for those who use marijuana on a regular basis, we're talking an average of 3.2 times more, not 3.2% more, 3.2 times more propofol that we need to use. And we're still struggling to keep these people sedated.
Wow.
It's very difficult to sedate someone who uses marijuana on a regular basis, especially. But even if they use it occasionally, even if they've used it in the last 6 months, studies show that it's going to make a difference in the amount of anesthetic that we need to use. The other thing that it makes a big difference in is post-operative pain control. And we think of marijuana as being something that would decrease pain.
Right.
And studies are really don't show that. Most studies show that it's a placebo effect for the most part. There are some studies that show a 2% difference, which is almost it's very negligible as far as pain control. But when you come down from it, there's something called hyperalgesia. And so you're going to have more pain. And what we find after surgery is, and again, this is borne out in studies, is that it takes 58%, or we can say 60% more pain medication after surgery to keep patients comfortable if they're marijuana users versus those who don't use. So those are the two biggest things that we find. It's so important to let your anesthesiologist know, because if you don't, they're struggling to keep you asleep. And these days we're prepared. We're always going to be prepared for that, but it's a whole lot easier on us. And we can make sure that we put you in the right spot. So, you know, I usually put my patients that I know that use marijuana, I put them at the end of the morning or the end of the day so that I'm prepared. And so that when the case takes a little bit longer, because we're having to struggle more with them, we have that time that we need.
Right.
And it's a safety issue.
Right. You talk early in the book about the hidden cost. I mean, you know, again, we all know what's happening. We're all living that more and more states have legalized either for recreational use. Here in Louisiana, it's legal for medicinal use. You can get a prescription for medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. Different states are, but over my lifetime, I'm 68 years old, and over my lifetime, it's gone from we've gone from talking about, oh my goodness, you want to avoid it like the plague because it's a gateway drug to other things, here's a prescription for it. So that's a pretty wide swing that's happened over my lifetime. Right. But you talk about the hidden cost. We got a couple of minutes before break. What's the top couple of hidden cost in marijuana, Dr. Wiggins?
Well, first of all, you would talk about the economic costs, and the economic costs. You know, we're told that marijuana is going to bring in all this revenue. Well, if you look at Colorado, only 0.85%, less than 1% of their budget comes from marijuana. And if you look at what they spend, what society and what the government spends to mitigate the negative effects, for every dollar that's brought in, we're spending $4.50 to mitigate those negative effects.
Wow.
That doesn't compute.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't compute. And so we're actually spending more, and we're costing ourselves more to every time we legalize it. And the costs are more whenever we see medicinal use, but it's even higher for recreational use.
Wow.
Then there's also there's more violence. We don't think about that. We think of someone being very mellow. You
right.
know, we look at the old Cheech and Chong movies, and they're just potheads, and they're just sitting around doing nothing and enjoying life. But what most people don't understand, and what I didn't understand until I started studying this, is that there's actually increased violence. There's increased dating violence, both being a perpetrator and being a victim of it. If you use marijuana, there's more domestic violence in marriages, and there's so many studies. There are over 2,500 studies that talk about marijuana and violence, and we never hear about that.
Wow.
in the public arena.
We are certainly weeding out the myths about marijuana today with Dr. Raymond Wiggins. That's the name of his book, and he's got an official study guide to go along with the book. You can find more about Dr. Wiggins at drwiggins.com, DrWiggins, drwiggins.com. We've got much more to learn today here on Strategies for Living with Dr. Raymond Wiggins. Stay right where you are. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there, looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio, your dose of radio.
And welcome back again to Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Dr. Raymond Wiggins, the author of Weeding Out the Myths about Marijuana, and wonderful book, very important book.
Entirely.
For all of any, you know, I don't hear you taking a, you know, yelling and screaming and jumping up and down and trying to stop everybody from what the way things are. But what I do hear you doing is saying, hey, let the consumer beware. Mm-hmm. Let the consumer know what you're getting. Am I hearing that right, Dr. Wiggins?
You're hearing that exactly right. It's my job to educate. It's the hearer's job just to hopefully hear what I say and take it and do with it what they want. I hope that they will not use after listening to me. And studies show that when people understand the risk of marijuana, they're 6 times less likely to use. And depending on the availability, et cetera, they may be up to 22 times less likely to use if they're educated about right. the dangers of it. So that's my goal, is to educate the public as much as I can.
Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the hidden cost, and we ran out of time, but I want to go back there for a moment, because one of the things that you talk about in your book and in the study guide have to do with driving and driving under the influence of marijuana. What can you tell us about that?
Well, driving under the influence of marijuana is extremely dangerous. It impairs so many skills that we need for safe driving. It slows our reaction time. It impairs our decision-making ability, impairs coordination. It distorts our perception. And yet people under the influence often choose to drive. In fact, AAA Newsroom said that about 15 million drivers per month drive under the influence, and that lack of sound judgment leads to absolutely disastrous consequences. If you look at nationwide, if you look at the year 2000, about 9% of fatal traffic accidents involved marijuana. By 2018, that was 22%. And if you look at the year 2022, which is the last year that we have statistics, 9,400 cannabis-related, there were 9,400 cannabis-related fatal accidents that year. Mm. So it's not a little issue. It's a huge issue.
Yeah. Now, let's dive in for, you know, and just help people. And, we can't get, pardon the pun here, we can't get too far into the weeds. But I think we need to, you know, talk a little bit about how marijuana works, especially in the body and particularly in the brain. Because, when you begin to consider neurotransmitters and synapses and cells and hormones even, marijuana is going to impact
all of it.
Each and every one of those, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, marijuana, the main way that it works is on the cannabinoid receptors, and there's two types. There's a CB1 and a CB2. The cannabinoid 1 receptor, or CB1 receptor, is mainly in the brain, and then the CB2 receptor is all over the body. Marijuana affects really the whole body. Mm-hmm. THC mimics a couple of endogenous hormones or neurotransmitters, actually, in the body. And one is called anandamide. THC looks almost exactly like anandamide. And so your body thinks that it's getting more anandamide, it's getting THC. Right. Ultimately, what marijuana does, especially in the nervous system, it increases something called dopamine. And dopamine is our pleasure chemical. It's our main pleasure chemical in our body that's produced by our body. And so what happens is you feel a sense of intense pleasure while you're using it.
Right.
But the problem is that when you use marijuana, pretty quickly your body makes less because it thinks it has too much dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
And so your body produces less dopamine. It becomes less sensitive to dopamine. And so you have to use more and more. Well, that leads to needing more marijuana to get the same effect. And it also leads to a lot of the mental health issues that we see are dopamine related ultimately.
Right.
And so the anxiety, the panic attacks, psychosis and schizophrenia.
Yeah.
All of those things are related ultimately to dopamine.
Hmm.
I'm also thinking about ADHD.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, if you're thinking about ADHD, the main place that we see that with marijuana, if you use it young or in ladies who use it during pregnancy,
yeah.
We see a great increased risk of ADHD. We also see an increased risk of autism as well. And then low birth weight, which you may not understand, low birth weight leads to a lot of problems down the road.
Right. How have we gotten to the place that we are today, Dr. Wiggins? Because more and more people today, and probably some people listening to us right now, are waving their hand against the radio and say, oh my gosh, come on, Lauren, David, Dr. Raymond, come on now.
It helps me.
It helps me.
Yeah.
Or I know people that it helps.
Yeah.
How have we gotten to the point today, Dr. Wiggins, where, you know, we see it as almost benign? There's a lot of people that just think, okay, well
it's natural, right?
Natural thing. It's better for me than going to the liquor store and liquoring up, you know? How have we missed so much that you're filling in here for us? How have we gotten here?
Well, ultimately it goes back to money.
Mm.
Big marijuana, just like big tobacco in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, early 70s, they had convinced the public that smoking tobacco products was okay. In fact, it was even good for you, and it was something that made you, you know, a real man or a real woman.
Right.
And big tobacco uses exactly the same strategies. If you talk to a gentleman named Kevin Sabet, he was a drug policy advisor to three different administrations. He goes into great detail on this in a lot of his works, including some of his books. But he basically says that big tobacco, or excuse me, big marijuana has convinced the public through a lot of money. They throw a lot of money behind candidates. They put a lot of money into these referendums and advertising campaigns. They're advertising in places like Facebook and Instagram, and you don't really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But they do.
Right.
And so they've convinced the public. And again, like you said, the studies that I have show somewhere between 60 to 70% of Americans believe that marijuana should be legal. You said that you had a study that showed up to 88%. I haven't seen that one, but I believe you because so many people believe that it's something that should be legal and it,
right.
and it's okay. And it's something that the government should keep their hands off of.
Right.
And Lauren, when you said that it's natural, that's really something that I try to drive home is that marijuana today is not natural. How did it go from being 1 to 2%
right.
THC in the 60s to being 22% today? Was that just natural?
That's a good point.
Breeding?
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Was that
point.
Selective breeding? Mm-hmm. No, that was not selective breeding. And I talk about it some in my book, but there's a lot of what we call clumsy ways to do it where you can change the genetics and they can still call it GMO. I read some of the marijuana industry publications, okay, and they're always wanting to say that it's natural, and they're wanting to call their products, non-GMO. Huh. But really when it comes down to it, they haven't used techniques that are the modern techniques a lot of times, but they use some of the older clumsy techniques that are a little more difficult to get the genetic outcome that you want. They get a lot of genetic changes that they can still call it non-genetically modified, and it really is, though. They use a lot of techniques, and again, I talk about it in my book.
Yeah. In fact, there's just so much covered in this, mm-hmm, book. It's you know, if
and it, I think it's so important today.
It is, and if you want to know the truth, if you really want to know the truth about marijuana, if you really want to dig deeper, forgive the pun, but into the weeds on the subject of weed, then you need to get this book, Raymond Wiggins, MD, and it's Weeding Out the Myths About Marijuana. A good place to start. You can buy wherever you buy books, but start at drwiggins.com. That's DrWiggins, drwiggins.com. And we've got Dr. Raymond Wiggins with us today as our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. We're learning a lot. You know, since COVID, we've heard more than ever before about the immune system. I want to start there when we come back here on Strategies for Living. Stay right where you are.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
Find the light, healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM 710 Keel and Strategies for Living. Today with Dr. Raymond Wiggins, the author of Weeding Out the Myths About Marijuana. Raymond Wiggins, MD, and you can find him at drwiggins.com. That's drwiggins.com. And I hope you will, and I hope you'll get a copy of the book and the accompanying study guide. Mm-hmm. This is something that I may be a little biased, but this is something that every household needs at least to.
I think we need it in schools, too.
We need it in school libraries, yeah. So, you know, Dr. Wiggins, I don't think it's a bad thing, but we've heard more about the immune system since the advent, of course, a few years ago with COVID-19 visiting us. And at least it's increased our awareness of keeping our immune system strong. Does marijuana have any effect on the immune system?
Absolutely. Marijuana decreases our immune response in several ways. One of the main ways is it decreases the lungs' ability to fight against infection. And then the second way, and probably even more importantly, it decreases other cells and increases actually the production of something called myeloid-derived suppressor cells. What these cells do is they suppress the immune system. And when our body makes more of these, our body doesn't fight infection as well. It doesn't fight cancer as well. And one of the things that you see with medical marijuana, you see a lot of people use it for cancer to decrease nausea, to decrease pain. But the problem with that is that they're also decreasing their immune response.
Wow.
And how can I, as a doctor, tell someone that, yeah, you can use it to fight nausea when it may be causing them not to be able to fight the cancer as well.
Oh, wow.
And so I really can't say that it would be something that I would recommend to any patients for cancer or for any reason, really, but especially for cancer, because you're actually decreasing your chance of survival.
Wow. You mentioned a minute ago, last segment, some mental health aspects. You touched on a couple, but I want to ask you about one in particular, and it's something called a motivational syndrome.
Yes.
What is that? And how is it related to marijuana use?
Yeah, amotivational syndrome is a syndrome basically of wanting to sit around and do nothing. Mm. And it is very, very common in those who use marijuana. The younger you start, the higher the potency. The more you use, the more likely you are to have amotivational syndrome. And even if you don't have all of the aspects of it, most people who use marijuana have some aspects of it. They just don't want to do quite as much. One of my very close relatives who used marijuana, and one of the reasons that I wrote this book, said that when she would use marijuana, she just felt like a blob. All she wanted to do was sit around and do nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so she actually graduated to using cocaine because she felt like that was something that made her want to do more, and yeah, she felt like she could do more. And,
wow.
And so, again, that's just one reason that it's a gateway.
Yeah.
Because people, they a lot of times they like it when they start, but over time they see the negative effects of it. And amotivational syndrome is one of the very common ones.
All right. Now, there's some people these days that say, well, okay, I get you, but I'm not rolling it. I'm vaping. Mm. I'm doing the vape
or
thing.
Or I'm eating the edibles.
Or I'm eating the edibles.
Yeah.
Candy.
Chocolate. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Gels. Chocolate. Yeah.
Cookies.
What's your favorite flavor? It's there. So what do you say to those folks that are saying, but it's just, I'm just vaping?
Well, vaping is not without risk. In fact, you can get something called popcorn lung. It's a very severe lung problem, and it's not just the smoke that causes the issue. I would say that vaping is probably as dangerous as smoking, and I think we've found that over the past few years. But even if you don't believe that, the THC that you're getting, you're still getting THC. You're still going to have all the problems that you have with your mental health and your physical health. And the problem with vaping also is that the concentrations generally are going to be higher. Mm-hmm. So right. You're going to have more of these effects.
Right.
Now, if you're talking about the edibles, you can get very high concentrations there as well. And one of the big problems with edibles is, especially in those who haven't used them very much, they'll eat something or they'll drink something, a drinkable or liquid edible, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. Either way, they'll ingest it rather than inhaling it. When you inhale it, you get the effects almost immediately. Within 30 seconds or so, you're high.
Right.
But whenever you take it by way of your gut, it's a very variable reaction, and depending on how much fat is in there, depending on what your last meal was, depending on whether or not you have diabetes or other things that might slow your gut down. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that can change the amount of time that it takes to feel the effects. And some people may not feel the effects for 30 minutes or an hour. And so they think, well, it didn't work, so I want more.
Yeah.
And the number one way that people wind up in the hospital from overdose with cannabis and with marijuana is from edibles, because they just don't understand that, hey, it really is working. It's just a lot more variable. Yeah. And it's taking a lot more time.
I tell you what, there is so much in your books, and well, I'm talking about your book and your study guide. We've just barely scratched the surface. So folks, you got to go get Weeding Out the Myths About Marijuana. Buy it where you buy books. Raymond Wiggins, MD. You can visit him at drwiggins.com, drwiggins.com. And I hope you'll do it. And maybe there's somebody out there that'll buy, multiple copies and make sure that every school library and every parish library has a copy of these books. We'll be back. More Strategies for Living with Dr. Raymond Wiggins today here on Strategies. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283. And Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi. This is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, Our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back to Strategies for Living. Lauren, David, and Dr. Raymond Wiggins today, the author of Weeding Out the Myths About Marijuana. You want to get the book, you also want to get the official study guide. Get it wherever you buy books. Visit Dr. Wiggins at drwiggins.com. Dr. Raymond Wiggins, there's so much here. What do you really want people to take away from our time today? We've just barely scratched the surface of what's in the book. What do you want people to take away from today?
Well, marijuana is not something that you want in your body. No matter whether we're talking about medical marijuana or recreational use, it's really not something that you want. If we're talking medical use, there's always something that's better, that's going to have fewer side effects. And I will I argue that in my books. So you don't want it in your body. It's going to cause problems with your physical health and your mental health. And I have an expanded edition that also talks about the spiritual side of things as well. So it can cause problems with your spiritual health as well. So
absolutely,
I would say you don't want it in your body for any of those reasons.
Well, Dr. Raymond Wiggins, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And thank you for being a fantastic life strategist here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the kind words there.
Absolutely. Folks, we appreciate
being on your show.
Thank you, sir. Folks, we appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pentail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Dr. Raymond Wiggins, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.